Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Lisa Coleman threatens a woman for cash, forcing her to make withdrawals at several ATMs. Coleman, 58, then robs a sandwich shop, a hotel, and a bank of the cash in their registers, all wearing heels, earning her the nickname the High-Heeled Hijacker. Texas cops used surveillance video and a license plate to identify Coleman as the hijacker. She's now charged with kidnapping and 3 counts of robbery.
Joe Melgoza and his bride Esther celebrating at their wedding reception when their neighbors, brothers Roni and Josue Castaneda, show up uninvited. Melgoza politely asks the brothers to leave. They do, but return with baseball bats and beat the groom. The brothers attacked several male attendees with the baseball bats, but Melgoza managed to chase them off. The groom then succumbed to a head injury before EMTs arrived. After their arrest, the brothers insisted that they were not at the celebration. But California cops discover a photo booth picture of Josue, Roni, and a female wedding guest tucked into one of the men's shirt pockets. Roni, 31, and Josue Castaneda, 22, found guilty of murder and could face life in prison. Mark Muffley checks a bag to Florida at a Pennsylvania airport, but TSA agents flag it for suspicious materials. Sewn into the lining of the bag is a homemade explosive filled with fireworks powder and lit through a slow-burning fuse. Muffley runs when TSA asks him to return to bag check over the loudspeaker. Agents also discovered several lighters, a case of butane, a wireless drill, and 2 GFCI outlets, a type of circuit breaker, from Muffley's bag. Local authorities, in conjunction with the FBI, were able to confirm Muffley's address, where they found him several hours later. Muffley found and arrested at his home on possession of an explosive in an airport and attempting to place an explosive on an aircraft.
More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Carlos Gonzalez Rodriguez cuts through a fence and removes a window AC unit to break into a Florida farmhouse. Gonzalez Rodriguez makes off with a TV, horse saddles, and a refrigerated trailer from a nearby shed. The thief then returns to the home, only to find cops taking the homeowner's statement. Gonzalez Rodriguez takes off in the trailer that's full of over $100,000 in poultry and leads cops on a wrong-way chase that ends with Gonzalez Rodriguez crashing into a cement wall at a neighboring farm. Gonzalez Rodriguez now charged with grand theft, burglary, and fleeing police. Authorities are continuing to investigate after deputies conducting a welfare check entered a Texas home, heard a gunshot, and then discovered 2 men dead, including one who had died apparently months ago. The Harris County Sheriff's Office says a 63-year-old man fatally shot himself just before deputies entered his home and found he had been living with a corpse. Neighbors contacted the Harris County Sheriff's Office about concerns they hadn't seen one of the men who lived at the home for months. After entering the home, the deputies heard a shot from the rear of the home and found the body of a 63-year-old man with a self-inflicted gunshot wound in a bedroom. It was unclear how the other man had died, but it appeared that he had been dead as long as several months. An autopsy is planned on the decomposed body. A Missouri police officer has been killed and a second officer badly wounded after a shooting at a small-town convenience store. The shooting around 9:30 p.m. Sunday killed Detective Sergeant Mason Griffith of the Herman Police Department. Authorities have not released the name of the injured officer. The Missouri State Patrol said the injured officer is in serious but stable condition at a hospital. The patrol has not released information about what led to the shooting. It wasn't clear if the officers returned fire. The patrol identified the suspect as 35-year-old Kenneth Lee Simpson of St. Louis County, who was able to escape. Herman is a town of about 2,100 residents, about 80 miles west of St. Louis. The parents of a baby killed in 1992 are in custody after newly developed DNA evidence led investigators to them. A farmer in Picayune, Mississippi, looking to feed his animals, found the infant's body April 17, 1992. The body was in a trash bin inside a bag wrapped in a towel with other garbage. An autopsy showed the baby was most likely born the morning on which it was found. It also revealed the baby was around 3 weeks premature and lived a few few minutes before being smothered. The cause of death was determined to be perinatal asphyxia because of smothering, and the case was classified as a homicide. 50-year-old Inga Johansson Carrier of Avondale and 50-year-old Andrew Carrier II of River Ridge are facing charges of first-degree murder. They are being held without bond at the Jefferson Parish Correctional Facility and await extradition to Mississippi. Overseas now and to Japan, as Tokyo's High Court has ordered a retrial for an 87-year-old former boxer who has been on death row for more than 5 decades after his murder conviction that his lawyers say was based on forced confession and fabricated evidence. The Tokyo High Court said that Ueo Hakamada deserves a retrial because of a possibility that key evidence that led to his conviction could have been fabricated by investigators. Amnesty International says Hakamada is the world's longest-serving death row prisoner. He has been temporarily released since 2014, but still not cleared of charges after his execution was suspended and a retrial ordered. That ruling was overturned by the Tokyo High Court until the Supreme Court in 2020 ordered the lower court to reconsider.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.